This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Election Commission has issued notification for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 union territory in this phase. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha and 4 seats of Jharkhand will go to polls in this phase. 6th May is the last date for candidates to submit their nominations. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 7th and the last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th of May. Polling will be held on the 25th of May. Counting of votes for all the phases will be done on 4th June. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the 4th phase of Lok Sabha elections. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies across the country in support of their party candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. Leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to garner support in favour of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a rally Mahavijay Sankalp Sabha in Maharashtra's Pune city today. He is also scheduled to address rallies in Sholapur and Satara districts of the state. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a roadshow in Guwahati today. Karnataka is witnessing an intense election campaign for the May 7 Lok Sabha poll in 14 constituencies. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a public meeting today in Bagalkot. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address public meetings in Raichur, Yadgir, Kalburgi districts today. AICC General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will address a rally in Sedam for the party's Gulbarga candidate. In another development, the Hassan MP and grandson of JDS Supremo Devigaula, Prajwal Revanna, has been booked for sexual harassment and stalking. Based on a complaint by a woman who worked in Revanna's house, the Holnarsipur police have booked the case for sexual abuse, stalking, threat and insult caused to the modesty of a woman. In Telangana, the three major political parties, that is the BJP, Congress and BRS, have collectively given party tickets to only 6 women out of total 17 Lok Sabha seats in the state. It's a mere 12% of the overall 51 candidates from these parties in the current Lok Sabha elections. The Congress has nominated P. Sunita Reddy from Malkajgiri, K. Kavya from Warangal and Atram Suguna from Adilabad. The BJP has fielded D. K. Aruna from Mehboobnagar and K. Madhvilata from Hyderabad. The BRS has allotted the ticket to Mehboobabad sitting MP Malod Kavita once again. In a joint operation, the Indian Coast Guard has seized 86 kilograms of drugs worth 600 crore rupees from a Pakistani boat and arrested 14 persons on board the vessel off the Porbandar coast in Gujarat yesterday. According to an official release, the overnight operation in the Arabian Sea was carried out by ICG in coordination with the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad and the Narcotics Control Bureau. The Pakistani boat, along with its crew, was apprehended and brought to Porbandar for further investigation. This is the 11th such successful law enforcement operation in the last 3 years by ICG and other agencies. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in many places over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. Heat wave conditions are also likely over Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Kerala and East Uttar Pradesh. The Met Department said the maximum temperatures will rise by about 1 to 2 degrees Celsius over East India during the next 24 hours. And in Indian Premier League cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 78 runs at M.E. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Delhi Capitals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. in the evening, Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.